ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we have discussed about the reality of supplication. We have concluded that supplication is made up of three constituents. The first constituent is the real attraction of the supplication. The second constituent is the supplicant. And the third one is the invoked one, which is the Almighty Allah. We also had a look at some of the manners of supplication that was seen in the lifestyles of the Ahlul Bayt, the infallible Imams. Now, in this episode, we will discuss one important issue, which is the status of the supplicants. A request includes only a specific desire. For instance, we ask the Almighty Allah for property or positions or knowledge, any kind of thing. We ask the Almighty Allah. A supplicant concentrates only on his special want, and he sees God as a means that achieves his objective. Of course, this is an asset given by God itself. It embraces a servant who has not referred to others to achieve this wish, but he has turned towards God only, and he has turned towards no one else. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his prayer, beautifully describes the kind of supplicants. He states, "Ilahi, kullu makrubin ilayka yaltaji." O my Lord, every oppressed one resorts to you. "Wa kullu mahzunin bika iyyaka yartaji." And every distressed one looks forward to you. Ilahi, sami'a al-abiduna bi jazili thawabika fakhasha'u. O my Lord, the worshippers hear of your great reward, so they submit to you. Wa sami'a az-zahidun bi sa'ati rahmatika faqani'u. The ascetics hear of your great mercy, that's why they become satisfied. وَسَمِعَ الْمُوَلُّونَ عَنِ الْقَسْطِ بِجُودِكَ فَرَجَعُوا. The deviant ones hear of your generosity, so they return to you. وَسَمِعَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسَعَةِ غُفْرَانِكَ فَطَمِعُوا. The criminals, they hear of your great forgiveness, so they covet to come to you. وَسَمِعَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِكَرَمِ عَفْوِكَ وَفَضْلِ عَوَارِفِكَ فَرَغِبُوا حَتَّى ازْدَهَمْتَ. The believers hear of your pardon and favors, so they long to you until masses of disobedient servants of your crowds at your gate are gathered. مولاي ببابك عصائب العصاة من عبادك وعج إليك منهم أجيج الطجيج بالدعاء في بلادك. O Lord, all your servants come invoking you, and every one of them has a hope leading him to you to fulfill his need.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi ovar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad obaz. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam describing the status of supplicant is exactly the reflection of the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the supplication of Arafah. Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the supplication of Arafah states, O Allah, relieve me from whatever I fear, save me from whatever I dread. And he continues, and he says, O Allah, do not shame me with my sins. وَبِذُنُوبِي فَلَا تَفْضَحْنِي وَبِسَرِيرَتِي فَلَا تُخْزِنِي. Do not make me ashamed by disclosing my secrets. وَبِعَمَلِي فَلَا تَبْتَلِنِي. Do not try me with my living affairs. وَنِعَمَكَ فَلَا تَسْلُبْنِي. Do not deprive me of your blessings. وَإِلَى غَيْرِكَ فَلَا تَكِلْنِي. And do not leave me to other than you. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam praise God by saying, لا تكلني إلى خلقك. O Lord, do not make me rely on your creatures. بل تفرد بحاجتي وتولى كفايتي. O Allah, be the only one who fulfill my needs. Suffice me with all I want. وانظر إلي وانظر لي في جميع أموري. Look at me, look after all my affairs. So this is the idea, this is the approach of the infallible imams. They have a kind of point of view regarding the supplicant, the status of the supplicants, that it seems the supplicant knows where he is turning to. The supplicant has realized why he is turning to the Almighty Allah. The supplicant has realized to whom he is turning to, and he has understood what he should ask from the Almighty Allah. One day, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was told in Mecca that his garden in Medina had been confiscated. They told him that one of the enemies had come from Damascus to Mecca to offer the Hajj, and he might have asked for his help. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam said, "Woe to you! Should I ask for help other than God in God's house?" And he continued, "Inni anafu an as'ala ad-dunya khaliqaha." I even avoid asking the creator of the world for these worldly desires. فَكَيْفَ أَسْأَلُهَا مَخْلُوقًا مِثْلِي. How shall I ask a creature like me for that? Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.